Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Well, the Farmer's Almanac predicts a warm, wet winter for Michigan. Fuck that! Yesterday, I started sealing the greenhouse in anticipation of deep freeze temperatures and blustery winds coming off Crystal Lake. I am preparing for an intense winter! Just 10,000 years ago or so, Michigan was covered by the southern fingertips of glaciers. Is human activity changing the climate? Probably. Is the Earth just going to sit back and take it? I think not. Plus, I've got my own agenda, strong desire. This spring, or last spring, Scholey and Spray sold me the Commodore's ice boat, big enough for two. So for the winter of 2018 through 2019, I've got a second ice boat I can teach with. You might have seen my ice boat explorations last winter when I only had the one-man Sprinter. My first winter with the Sprinter, I had zero ice boat experience and scared myself shitless. By the end of my second Sprinter winter, which was last year, I was starting to get the idea and feeling like I almost might know what I was doing. If we get ice on our lake this winter, there will certainly be an expansion of ice boat virtuosity and more movies. So we've got to get ready for greatness. Prepare for a badass winter. Fie on the Farmer's Almanac. Reality is ours for the making. Where there is joy, there's a cascade of primordial energy, molten power flowing into the templates of our dreams. Build your greenhouses. Score a slightly tight set of merino wool long underwear at your local thrift store. Or whatever shape and flavor your desires take, start getting ready, because they are coming. Speaking of desires, I started wondering whether dog could win can. From April to July of 2018, we posted scenes for feedback in the season 2 crowd creation, but I hadn't looked at those scenes since August. I've been busy doing other things, enjoying summer, selling off equipment from the family farm, playing with rocks in the water, freeing the spirits of ruined sailboats. So I've had time away from the movie. A few weeks back, a gorgeous friend stopped by who I hadn't seen in a couple of years. After we shared a stack of Sri Fuji Split vegan wheat-free and sprouted pancakes, I showed her some of the scenes and we played the feedback game. Watching with my prodigal friend, I realized that Daughter of God truly is unique. I've never seen anything like this, and I've watched a lot of weird movies, to be sure. Not only unique, but there's an opportunity here to realize something special, awesome, exemplary. Daughter of God could take Cannes. Infinite intelligence tells us that really ambitious dreams are way easier to realize than puny ones. Because so much energy gets flowing, maybe? I forget why. But I like the idea a lot. I love having outrageous dreams of going fully audacious. I love the feeling big dreams bring. Dreaming big is a crackerjack way for me to feel all that I am. Sure, winning means kudos and recognition and groupies, but that's just external circumstances and aftermath. Trivia. Here's how I get the energy moving. Who would I have to be to win Cannes? What kind of person directs a movie that can sweep arguably the most prestigious film festival on the planet? Am I ready to be he? How would I feel if I were that guy right now? The movie isn't done, not quite. I can imagine being done with the movie. I can see the dunning up ahead. Who do I want to become by finishing this movie? That's why finishing is so much fun. I'm making myself. I'm out of the closet about the winning can thing, and I'm glad. I thought I might keep this desire my little secret. I mean, who is crazy enough to think their first feature is going to win Cannes? Me. I am. Because why not? Somebody's got to win. Why not this guy? Nobody wants to hear from middle-aged white males anymore. I get that. That's my sweet disadvantage, my exciting obstacle to overcome. I've got a lot in my favor, though, too. I compost my own shit. How many middle-aged white dudes do that? I'm an arch advocate and practitioner of the original solar power, sailing. I've dedicated a decade of my life to bringing consumer culture to a screeching, clanking halt. On screen, as an aspiring executive transvestite, I have a modest collection of spiky pumps. I podcast about how to have a happy life through practical animism, magic, and just by deciding to. I'm a glorious freak. I'm nobody. Of course I can win Cannes! Plus, I know a handful of the most hilarious French-speaking people ever. Claire, Laurence, my brother Endon, and his daughters. They will help. I even speak a little French. Je suis au régime de ravissement de splendeur. I am on a diet of rapture, of splendor. We'll surely revisit this magnificent sky castle in future episodes. Now you know, that's what we've accomplished today. I outed myself, threw down the gauntlet. The campaign begins here and now for your consideration. And that's episode 113, Get Ready, Daughter of God cast season 3, Summer Vacation, dragging out the paradigm to the extreme. Summer Vacation, this is October. When was my last swim in wild waters? Well, not that long ago, actually. And I've still got local, heirloom, organic, almost organic watermelons to eat. Summer is an idea, a perspective, a choice. Wim Hof showed us we carry our summers inside. Raise your arms and help me to call for an epic winter. Bring on the overcast and snow. Bring on the sub-zero temperatures for weeks on end. We'll be stars by contrast. Each of us our own sun, radiant with love and robust metabolism. Give us the frigid dark and we'll shine all the brighter.